You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Frank Provenzano of the University of Michigan. We're talking with Stephen Whiting, Associate Dean for Graduate Studies at the School of Music, Theater, and Dance. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
Today we're talking about one of your favorite subjects, Beethoven, and specifically Beethoven's contribution to the sonata and his sonata cycle. If we could get to that in a second and talk about what the excitement is around here regarding Andras Schiff's visit on October 4th. What does someone of Schiff's talent and genius contribute to students here when he comes here on October 4th to work with students? And we should say that he was impressed with the intensity and the quality of the students here. What should students expect from that interaction?
They should expect a very sharp pair of ears and some very probing questions. I don't know whether I hope more that Schiff will say, "Have you considered this?" and the student will be gobsmacked, or whether I'd rather hear Schiff saying, "Have you considered this?" and the student saying, "Well, yes, and I've made this choice differently for this and that reason." That would be cool. But I expect both things to happen. I hope both things will happen. And in the hope that the latter will happen with some frequency, I'm offering a class on all of this music this term, and I have many of these students in my Beethoven and the Sonata class.
Let's help listeners understand why Schiff is such an important performer of Beethoven's work. You mentioned that he's very thoughtful. If we were to listen to Schiff, I mean, what would we hear from his playing that is so different than other people who perform Beethoven sonatas?
I can say that his approach is very serious, is very probing, that he's very concerned about issues of structure and expression. Schiff tends to move very deliberately through projects, so far as I know. He'll take a composer and do it very thoroughly. He'll take on a project and do it very thoroughly. And so far as I'm informed, he's waited quite a while before tackling this kind of project for the first time. It's not something that one does lightly. I mean, for one thing, we're talking about memorizing several dozen hours of music, learning it very, very, you know, well enough and making it part of one's viscera, so to speak. It's a special occasion indeed whenever any artist of the magnitude or the stature of Andras Schiff undertakes to perform the complete cycle of Beethoven piano sonatas. There are 32 solo sonatas usually bound in two volumes like these, and it is for pianists sort of the next step beyond another two-volume work, The Well-Tempered Clavier of Johann Sebastian Bach, that anybody who's serious about playing the piano masters as soon as they possibly can, but then, most important, continues to go back to for sustenance later in their career. While the Beethoven piano sonatas, the solo sonatas, enjoy a very similar status. And to have an artist who's as thoughtful as Andras Schiff, and as a really deep thinker, a real intellect, artistic intellect, tackle this sine qua non repertoire is a real special occasion. It's going to happen over 2 years, and he's going to be giving two clusters of recitals each year. The first cluster will be two recitals in early October on the 3rd and the 5th, and then there will be another cluster in late April this year. And that should bring him through the first half, the volume one, so to speak. He'll be finishing up then in similarly spaced clusters of recitals the following year. So a two-year cycle. He's going to be playing these 32 works in chronological order of publication. So the opus numbers will pretty much go in sequence, and Beethoven is really the first composer who controlled the assignment of opus numbers, so the opus number is a rough guide to chronology, to the date of its genesis. Not always, but usually. Beethoven's sonatas have a huge span, huge expressive span, and very intricate structures. A very deft way of playing on formal conventions that obtained during his lifetime, and violating them, or breaking them, or taking an expectation and say, but I'm going to do this instead. The more you know about the pianistic repertoire of his time, the more delight you can take in his manipulations of structural conventions of his day.
Well, thank you very much for spending time with us. Stephen Whiting, Associate Dean for Graduate Studies, School of Music, Theater, and Dance.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.